& Schuster Audio presents Hotel Portofino by J.P. O'Connell. Read by Esther Wayne. Chapter 1. It was so satisfying, Bella thought, readying the rooms for new guests. After some discussion with Cecil, she had decided to put the Drummond Wards in the Epsom suite. Not only did it have a sea view, but it was light and airy with solid mahogany beds and the sort of delicate floral wallpaper that didn't overwhelm. Too much pattern was always a mistake. A person might be tempted to stop and stare, to try to work it out by its interplay of lines and shapes. But sometimes, in life as well as decor, it was better not to notice patterns at all. In any case, Bella didn't have time to stop. She had too much to do. She crossed the room to where Francesco and Billy were struggling to turn a mattress. "You're a strong lad," she said to Billy, who was red in the face and panting. "Give it another go." "But it's so heavy, Mrs. Ainsworth." "It's the horsehair," Bella explained. "That's what makes it so comfortable to sleep on."
"There's metal in there too. I can feel it."
"Those are springs, Billy." As Billy shook his head in disbelief, Paola hurried in with a pile of crisp, freshly ironed sheets. The linen had come from London, heels on Tottenham Court Road, no less. True, the British store in Bordighera sold bed linen alongside such staples as Gordon's gin and Huntley and Palmer biscuits. Many expat families were happy to buy from there. But for Hotel Portofino, only the best would do. And that meant soft cotton with a thick yarn, the type of sheets that snapped when you fetched them off the washing line. The mattress duly turned, Billy sloped off to help his mother in the kitchen. Paola set to work making the bed, while Francesco moved a vase of iridescent purple irises onto an occasional table. Bella liked to stock the bathrooms herself. At Hotel Portofino, the better suites had their own bathrooms. She and Cecil had invested in the very latest hot water technology. People expected to be able to take a bath nowadays, without the fuss of servants standing around to feed logs into a stove. And some of the old...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?